As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Vinny Serrato's Draft Profiles. News, notes, and analysis on the 2025 NFL Draft Class. Vinny and Haney. Sports Radio 105.7 The Fan.
Well, one, obviously, aside from, like, genetics and gifts that I have, I think it's more work ethic. I like to think I'm very ahead in terms of repertoire, pass sets, the way I think of the game, how I diagnose fronts and stuff like that. And then, obviously, you get all that in your head and you can knock that out as soon as before you even step up to the ball, you play a lot faster.
All right, welcome back. Time for a draft profile with Vinny Serrato right here on Vinny and Haney. 410-583-1057. You want to call him? We'll take some calls at the end of this segment. Vinny, who are we talking about?
Josh Simmons from Ohio State. And just listen to that clip there. I mean, that was very articulate. I mean, you would think that kid, you know, is a smart, intelligent kid just the way he communicated and stuff, because you could tell a lot, you know, because at the combine, Jeremy, they give you a 15-minute window and they blow the horn. So by the time the kid gets there, you got about 10 minutes really of talk time, you know, to find out. You just want to hear if the kid can communicate like that.
Yeah.
So Josh Simmons, Ohio State, 6'5". 317 pounds, jersey 71, redshirt junior, tackle, guard, 33-inch arm. See, there we go with the tackles with the arm length. 10-inch hand, so he's got some big mitts.
What's good for arm length?
34-plus for tackles. You know, and that was the thing. Like Bredesen, I remember, you know, out of Michigan, he had like 31-something. I said, he needs to play center, you know. All right, in 2021, Josh Simmons was a redshirt at San Diego State. 2022 at San Diego State, started all 13 games at right tackle. 2023 at Ohio State, started all 13 games at right tackle. In 2024, he was honorable mention, all Big Ten, started the first 6 games at left tackle, missed the final 10 games with torn patella in the left knee. His strengths, I like his size, I like his power. He's quick off the snap to get body position. He looks to finish, plays until the whistle, runs well. That's the thing I hated about Orlando Brown, Jeremy. He had his own whistle. You know, like he stopped when he wanted to stop. He never played till the whistle.
Yeah.
He runs well, good in space, does a good job getting body into position at the line of scrimmage and downfield. Plays nasty. Like when you're watching film, Jeremy, and you see a guy take him and finish it and put him down, you know, you see the nasty play.
You know what I liked is when Quentin Nelson came out, when the Colts drafted him, he seemed like he enjoyed just putting guys on their back.
Yeah, and you like that temperament, you like that attitude, you know. And then Josh is also strong, powerful, slides his feet well in pass. That's a big thing to watch. You know, can he slide his feet? You know, or is he getting beat all the time on the outside? Good job combo up to the linebacker level. Good athlete, good hips, good nice swivel hips, smart. He can pick up stunts and twists, very quick off the snap, runs well, and adjusts well in space. Excellent lateral mobility, good initial punch. Weaknesses, injury, arm length. Would like better arm extension initially in pass. Because, Jeremy, if you're not extending and punching out and you're catching, then you're letting the guy into your body. You want extension in pass pro. His punch, his arm extension and punch is lacking. Had 25 penalties over the last two seasons. Must clean that up. And, I mean, if you're talking over the last, you know, two seasons, played 13 games at Ohio State, and then he played, so he's played 19 games, had 25 penalties. So that to me is, there's probably a lot of grabbing or he's jumping off sides. In summary, this kid has had season-ending knee injury, transferred from San Diego State. He's a super athlete, runs well, can play both tackles and guard. For the Ravens, if healthy, would come in and start at left guard and be the best offensive guard on the team. Must check on the knee. And then the thing is why I think if they take a guy, versatility, because what we hear Eric say at the Liars Luncheon, you know, left tackles don't grow on trees. They're hard to get, and you can't get them when you're picking at 27. So
it's like when they talk about number one pitchers. Every team has a pitcher they consider number one, but it doesn't mean he's a number one. Same with left tackles. Finding good ones is difficult. You can put somebody over there. Doesn't mean they're a true left tackle.
That's Kansas City.
Yeah.
You know, and so the thing about it is, because you're looking at Ronnie, all right, Ronnie's got a two-year deal. Because you always have the flexibility of, all right, Josh Simmons has played left tackle, he's played right tackle. So, and Rosengarten has the athleticism to play left tackle or right tackle. So if Ronnie left or if Ronnie got hurt, you know, you could kick.
You have some flexibility.
Yeah, and yeah. Positional versatility is, I think, big. And, you know, because we're going to talk about Tyler Booker later in the show, and he is a guard only, you know, and he can't play center, he can't play tackle. So, you're pigeonholed at that spot, you know. And so that is why I would, you know, if they took Josh Simmons at 27, I'd be happy. I'd be really happy.